Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I'm here to cover the week of May 19th through the 27th. And I have to warn you that my cough is driving me crazy. So I will do my best not to drive you crazy with it. We have a lot to talk about in this week ahead. It's like crazy. So first of all, the sun moves into Gemini on Friday the 20th. And this kicks off 30 days of spotlight in this part of the sky. So we already have Mercury retrograde there. Now we're going to have the sun shining there. So it's really urging us to get more involved in this Gemini part of what it is we're doing with our life. This could mean a lot more talks or meetings or sales. It could mean that it's time to get yourself in there and focus on writing, agreements, offers, decisions. It could be more in the physical realm, like with brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, short trips, local activities. All of this is where we're being called to kind of, you know, get up and go get in there and do something physically or involve our personal needs, you know, sign our name to something, although, of course, we're in the retrograde, so you have to be careful with that, or involve our brand or image or title or identity in some way. So making it personal, making it physical, and really starting to move in that direction even more. This kicks in at 9:23 p.m. Eastern time, 6:23 p.m. Pacific on Friday the 20th and lasts for 30 days. On Saturday the 21st, we hit the midpoint, which is also considered the turning point of the Mercury retrograde, same process that we've been involved in, kind of, you know, rethinking some things, maybe revisiting some past people or situations or ideas, opportunities, issues, whatever it might be, and trying to reassess something there. Saturday becomes a pivotal day for this to kind of, you know, turn a corner, turning point, turn a corner. So, you know, you may hear from somebody, run into somebody, you may have that aha moment. It stands out as a day that we're kind of figuring out what it's been about so far and ready now to make some choices, although, of course, we want to make final decisions once the retrograde is over on June 3rd or even after we're out of the shadow on June 18th. All right. So next, we have a shift in the retrograde. So on Sunday, the 22nd, Mercury backs out of Gemini and takes the rest of his retrograde into Taurus. This begins at 9:15 p.m. Eastern and will last until June 3rd as far as the retrograde part of it goes. So now we are reassessing, you know, where are we with the things we value, how we're being valued, what's going on with our possessions, our products, our purchases, our income, the things we're building, the pleasures that we have in life, you know. So this is where the do-over is going to be now. And so to that extent, over this next time frame up through June 3rd, we can run into past people or pick up projects or ideas or go back to past situations, or we can really dig in with the current situation that we're in and reassess there. So it's all about do-over, do-over. Again, what do we, you know, want to rekindle? What do we want to release? What do we want to rework? So that begins. Now, I want to give key dates for this part of the retrograde. So obviously Sunday the 22nd stands out from 9:15 p.m. Eastern onward. The 23rd, Mercury retrograde in this part of the sky will connect with Mars in an opportunity to take action about something here. On the 25th, Mercury retrograde in those realms connects with Pluto, a harmonic, which allows for some kind of you know, positive flow for transformative situations based around our goals in the story or higher up people in the story. And then pivotal days, guys, between the 29th and the 8th, and I'm sorry, my dogs are going to get loud because I can hear James getting ready to come in, so I know, I'm just a pain today. But anyways, on the 29th of May, Mercury retrograde will be, aw, thank you, baby. Those are beautiful. I just got roses. Thank you. I'm on my radio show, baby, so give me a second. Oh, awesome. Okay, thank you. Anyways, okay, so on the 29th, sorry, guys, this is a Mercury retrograde in Gemini right now. I'm a Gemini rising, and it's just the way it is with me. It's just off and crazy right now. 29th, with Mercury retrograde now back into Taurus, through the 8th of June, past the time that Mercury goes direct on the 3rd, we are going to have Mercury backing up onto the fixed star Algol, stopping, turning around, going direct on that fixed star Algol, and inching itself forward until it gets off of that fixed star Algol, which will happen after the 8th. So literally, you know, the 29th through the 8th on the fixed star Algol. This fixed star is associated with losing one's head. In the physical realm, that's not something any of us want to have happen, so we want to be extra careful with things that could choke or strangle or, you know, anything like that, anything with the throat. You know, when we're thinking in the non-so-physical realm, this, which is, you know, obviously more likely what's going to happen to most people, this can be a time where there's a lot more possibility to lose one's head, you know, going off the deep end with some decision you're making or something you jump into, really going overboard, you know, not thinking the whole thing through. And because this is happening with a Mercury retrograde shift, it's going to hold more power. So I highly suggest to all of you guys, as we go through this time frame from May 29th until June 8th, whatever it is you feel so strongly that you need to kind of go a little crazy about, try to have some patience with it. Try to stay, you know, grounded, and wait until this is passed. Until you do whatever it is you're going to do. If you want to be completely 100% sure that you're not having the mix-ups, the malfunctioning issues, or this attachment to this fixed star Algol connected with your choices, then you would want to wait until the shadow is over on the 18th of June. Then you're completely disconnected from that energy. Okay, if you have to do something that is connected with these topics, then you want, again, to leave yourself some wiggle room, you know, some outs in agreements or by the, you know, the warranties, the receipts, whatever it is that you're doing, right? So I just want to give a heads up to be extra careful between the 29th of May and the 8th of June. On June 3rd, obviously, in the middle of that, Mercury goes direct. That day stands out when it comes to, you know, our possessions, purchases, products, income, values being valued. On June 10th, there will be another harmonic with Pluto going forward. So that's a day where things are flowing with the goals and the power and the transformation in this story. On the 13th of June, Mercury goes back into Gemini, now obviously in forward motion. And then, as I said, by the 18th, we exit the shadow. So that's the way this lays out. If you want to put it on your calendar, I'm giving you quite a bit of, you know, almost a month's worth of highlights with this from now until the 18th of June. But I definitely thought you guys should have a little bit of planning ability ahead of time with this to, you know what's going to be going on. excuse me. Now, next we have Mars and the activities of Mars in this week ahead. On Sunday the 22nd, Mars and Pluto are getting together in an opportunity. So Mars is going to open up doors for us to get a lot more busy and passionate about what we're doing and making things happen. Behind the scenes, this can be getting involved in something artistic, romantic, or spiritual. It can be, you know, recuperative activities. That doesn't seem to go together well. Maybe you're trying to get a room ready so that you can rest. I don't know. It can be about getting active with institutions or research and development, what you're doing behind the scenes in these areas. And this links to this opportunity for transformation or empowerment with your personal goals, your career, your status, or authority figures in the mix. There can be some financial context there or some sexual attractions in the mix, you know. or third-party stories that are opening up with this. So Sunday the 22nd, very big. Again, so far throughout the week, we have all positive aspects that we're dealing with. On Tuesday the 24th, Mars moves into Aries. So from the 24th of May until July 5th, Mars is going to be in the sign that he rules. He loves it in Aries, okay? He is unhindered. He is unleashed. He is ready to dive into things and make them happen. It's been 2 years since he's been here. He is fired up. He is ready to, you know, dial up the passion and the sexual chemistry, or be very courageous or very motivated and driven and making things happen. And he can also, between this day on Tuesday the 24th and July 5th, spark more anger and fights and aggression. So if you're dealing with any of that in your life, you know, heads up, try to stay away from that, because this energy, Mars and Aries, man, you just like, you're loaded and ready to roll, and you can make so many things happen. The drive, the potential to just do it is huge during this time frame. So you want to make the most of it. You want to lean into motivation and passion and action, right? So we have that kicking off. Then we have, finally, in our week ahead, we have Venus activity. Excuse me. This is the last week of Venus in Aries. And so on Tuesday the 24th, the same day Mars moved into Aries, we have Venus active in Aries. And so when it comes to what we're driven to do, our passions, our activities on a personal or physical level, now we have some this activation with, you know, love or making money or beauty or pleasure. So we're getting into things that are associated with those topics, and it links to some kind of opportunity to get serious, cement something, make it more solid, grounded, put in the time, make commitments, or if there is a need to end something or set limits or rules or regulations around it, or get ambitious, right? And so this has to do with doors opening up on Tuesday with this, linked to our own aspirations, our original project, what we're doing socially with friends and associates and groups and gatherings, what we're doing online, what's going on with astrology or charities or causes, right? So this is definitely a positive, like here we can make something happen here by getting into the groove with one of those things. Then between Thursday the 26th and Friday the 27th at the end of our week, Venus is going to square Pluto. Rut-row. So Friday to go one of two ways. You know, either this square brings a lot of friction between love and sex and a lot of, you know, action, chemistry there, or there is tension from the friction and there's like, you know, obstacles to overcome, issues, you know, that would be deep, buried stuff, third parties, you know, drawing one person into this or that, situations involving, you know, power, control, jealousy, obsession, things like that. This can be financial, you know, or sexy and all of that. It can be about third parties, like I mentioned. So, you know, we're either pushing ourselves harder to get into something and it gets all intense and crazy and, you know, you get the idea. Or there's like this big challenge here and we're trying to overcome it. So some people are going to pick up on this and the build up on Thursday, the 26th. Some people will experience it when it's perfected on Friday, the 27th. Some people will, you know, get a little bit both days, right? So I can't tell you which one you are, but there's when it's playing out. And then on Saturday the 28th, which we'll talk about in next week's show, Venus will move into Taurus, and that's the end of it. So these two Venus activities or activations on Tuesday the 24th and then sometime between Thursday and Friday the 26th and 7th, they're important because it's the last of our Venus and Aries. It's a whole heck of a lot in the overview, I know, and that's because, you know, this is a lot of personal planetary energy that's going to be active in this week ahead. We have, you know, planets changing signs and shifting directions and all this stuff, so it's going to get a little crazy and busy. It's a very, very busy week. So let's start looking at the signs, shall we? For Aries, starting Friday the 20th, you have 30 days where it is a spotlight on you to get out locally and get more active, or, you know, take some short trips, interview, write, focus on sales, your talks, your meetings. And if you need to show up, Aries, for something with a brother, sister, neighbor, or something you're doing with your vehicles or your electronics, or a move, you know, then this is definitely the 30 days where you can kind of stand out, make it about you and your interests, get in there and do it. And then on Saturday the 21st, you are at that midpoint of the Mercury retrograde. So this do-over that has allowed you to go back and rethink something in one of those areas, or to, you know, rekindle, release, rework something, you know, it is important to have those conversations or think about those decisions on Saturday and look at what the universe brings your way via one of those topics on Saturday the 21st, because you are kind of, you know, up and over the hump of the retrograde. Then on Sunday the 22nd in the evening, 9:15 p.m. Eastern, 6:15 p.m. Pacific, the Mercury retrograde backs out of Gemini and goes into Taurus. So, you know, from the 22nd through June 3rd, you guys are reassessing what's going on with income, purchases, products, possessions, and values. And Aries, you know, time to get back in there, you know, go back to what you were doing in the past, or rework the ongoing situation, or exit something and, you know, rekindle, release. This is your do-over. And so you definitely want to start getting into that game. Again, going back over past or ongoing situations up through June 3rd, and then you'll be going forward with it into, you know, moving this goalpost forward from June 3rd to June 13th, at which time Mercury moves back into Gemini. Mars is active this week, so on Sunday the 22nd, Aries, you know, this does give you a lot of action or passion and drive and things happening behind the scenes, behind closed doors. This could be artistic, it could be romantic, it could be spiritual, it could be about rest and recuperation, what you're doing at institutions or with research and development. And it opens the door to Pluto, so that's very sexy or financial or third party, and helps you achieve goals or look at goals or set goals in that story. Then on Tuesday the 24th, Mars moves into your sign. Aries, big, big deal. Going to fire you guys up more than you've been in the last 2 years. It is a time to get very, very busy. You know, time to, you know, focus on what you want to be physically involved in and what you want to go for and make happy, and what you want to do about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, and what you want to do about your personal needs, and how to strive to have more passion in your life, more action going on, you know. And so you've got this extra edge, Aries, and it's definitely going to help you guys. Again, when we're talking about Mars, you know, there is that potential to get into fights and be angry, or to jump into things so quickly that you could be a little bit more accident prone. So that's the challenging side, and you want to do your part to try to avoid that stuff and lean into, hey, I'm going to really dive into my passions today. I'm going to motivate and get busy and be active today, which I know is something you guys are very good at anyway. This is going to give you even more energy for it. So I do think you're going to be making a lot of things happen and going for it. And then with Venus, Venus is in your sign for the last week and this week ahead, and she's going to be active on Tuesday the 24th, which means there can be more going on with you or through you having to do with love or income or beauty or pleasure. And this links to some kind of aspiration that you're serious about, or it links to something social or online, or with original projects for you. So look at those opportunities. And then you want to be aware that sometime between Thursday the 26th and Friday the 27th, again, Venus in your sign, very open and ready for love, income, beauty, or pleasure, is meeting up with that square to Pluto, so that it's going to heat up, either making it a far more intense sexual or financial pursuit that you're involved in at that time, or there's some kind of obstacle that you're just going to have to, you know, deal with on those 2 days at some point. Could be third parties. Just remember, Aries, you know, when Venus squares Pluto, the tendency for one or the other person in a situation to be more controlling or have issues around jealousy or obsessions or possessiveness, that kind of thing, is much, much stronger, and it's not the natural flow of where you're at. So if you can be mindful of that and move through those 2 days and get past it, you know, then everything can kind of slide back into its thing if this ends up being on the challenging side and not the motivational side of this energy for you. All right, so for Taurus, on Friday the 20th, the sun moves into Gemini for 30 days. And so this is putting a spotlight on you guys where you're going to be showing up and getting more physically involved or more personally driven to make money or to do stuff with your possessions, your products, your purchases, the things you're building, the pleasures that you have in life. And definitely gives you a bit of an edge there, helps you stand out, helps you pursue your interests or involve yourself, you know, in a way that is meaningful for you. And then the very next day on Saturday the 21st, you're at the midpoint of your Mercury retrograde story, and that's in the same territory about income, purchases, products, possessions, values, and the things you're building. So, you know, Taurus, there can be a talk or a meeting or something in sales or writing or offers or decisions, you know, that is part of this, hey, what stays, what goes, what needs to be reworked, how are we going to do it, making those choices or hearing about it and having those thoughts that kind of turn the corner for you on Saturday. Then on Sunday, the 22nd, Mercury retrograde exits that territory and moves into your sign, Taurus. This begins at 9:15 p.m. Eastern. And so from that point until June, Mercury is retrograding through your sign. And so time to go back and readdress something going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, or your needs, you know. Look at yourself. What do you need to rethink? What do you need to rework, release, rekindle, you know, revamp, baby? I should not laugh when I try to talk. But, yeah, so it is a time to give you that opportunity. You can have more miscommunications, mix-ups, malfunctioning things associated with you, Taurus, during this time. So you will have to kind of, you know, slow down a little bit, even more, and double-check things. But, you know, your do-over, okay? Then with Mars active, we have, let's see, I should actually talk before I get to that. In the week ahead with Mercury retrograde, once it's in your sign, on the 23rd, you have an opportunity with friends or groups or online or with an aspiration tied to what's going on in your do-over. And then on the 25th, you have a harmonic flow with what you're doing involving distant or travel situations, legal agreements, educational pursuits, media ventures, ceremonies, religion or politics in the story. So those 2 days do stand out in the week ahead with that. All right, so now with Mars. On Sunday the 22nd, Taurus, this does fire up really active with friends or groups or online or you know, busy about some aspiration or original project of yours. And it opens a financial or sexual or third-party door, again, tied to travel plans, distant situations, legal agreements, educational pursuits, media, marketing, ceremonies, religion, or politics in that story. So very powerful day. And then on Tuesday the 24th, Mars moves into Aries. And it is going to be there all the way until July 5th. So, Taurus, this is going to really fire you up behind the scenes. There is going to be so much more going on there. This may be a time where you're trying to prep something and get it done and get it ready, get busy about it. You know, that's very private. You're working on it behind closed doors. It could be something that you're getting into artistically. It could be something romantic and a lot more passion there. It could be spiritual motivational forces at play for you. It could be getting into research and investigations, digging into information. It could be what you're doing at an institution or a lot of institutions, right? So, and I should also say, Taurus, you know, if there are issues with secrets, deceptions, or addictions, this time frame can be a time where you take action to deal with some of that. So in all those areas, you have the potential to make things happen more so than you might at other times. And you also can express more passion there. You just have to be in control of anger and fights that would break out around those topics so that you can make the most out of this period. Venus is active in the same territory on Tuesday the 24th. So when it comes to the artistic, romantic, spiritual, institutional research themes, you can be looking for love or income, beauty or pleasure there because of Venus. And this does tie into some kind of solidifying of a goal or involving something serious with someone higher up in the situation. So door open there. And then between Thursday and Friday, the 26th and 7th, there's that frictional square from Venus. So whatever you're doing in those behind-the-scenes arenas, you're either pushing yourself harder or you're being tested in some way having to do with the travel, the distance, the legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political theme in the story. So, you know, whether that's you diving in and going for more or there's some kind of challenge there that you're, you know, trying to overcome, that you'd be on the lookout for that at some point impacting, you know, the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure for you and your story. Okay, Gemini, the sun moves into your sign on Friday the 20th in the early evening. So, you know, Gemini, this really puts a big spotlight on you for the next 30 days. Definitely helps you guys stand out more, is your cue to really focus on your own needs a bit more during these 30 days. If that means focusing on what you need to do for your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, or you getting out there and showing up for things that you enjoy a bit more, it can help you pursue your ends. And so that begins Friday evening. On Saturday the 21st, you're at the Mercury retrograde midpoint in your sign. So you're turning a corner. You're ready to, you know, let go of something that's been going on physically or impacting your name or title or brand or image or needs. Or you're ready to rework that thing or rekindle that thing. And there is some kind of news or talk or decision coming up to the surface on Saturday that's allowing you to see that in your do-over. So you're on a lookout for that. Then on Sunday the 22nd at 9:15 p.m. Eastern, Mercury retrograde exits your sign, Gemini, and moves into Taurus. So from the 22nd in the early evening until June 3rd, the retrograde now for Gemini is going to be focused on artistic interests, romance, spiritual practices, psychic or magic interests, secrets, addictions, water issues or interests, hospitals, spas, retreats, or other institutions, or anything with research or investigations digging into information. So, you know, time to go back to the past there or time to focus on the ongoing situation. What stays, what goes, what can be reworked here? That's where the focus is. And key days, again, would be Sunday the 22nd, the 23rd, when there's an opportunity in this that is tied to a personal goal or some higher-up person in the mix and what's happening there, it's opportunity. And then on the 25th, when there is something in harmonics that is financial or sexual or third party in the story, so, you know, a week where there's a lot of potential there. Mars is active in this week ahead, so on Sunday the 22nd, Mars will get the Geminis fired up and more active with a personal goal or their career, parent, a judge, a director, or some other higher-up authority figure. And this is an opportunity that links to something financial, sexual, transformative, or third party. So doors are open there. And then on Tuesday the 24th, Mars moves into Aries. And that's going to be like firing everybody up big time. This is, you know, Mars's sign is Aries. And getting you busier than you've been in some time now through July 5th. So Gemini, this means all this activity, the passion, sometimes anger and fights, but motivational energy is going to be playing out in social arenas for you guys. So with friends, associates, groups, gatherings, parties, events, also with what you're doing online or with astrology or charities or aspirations or original projects. So way more going on there, time to make things happen. And the more you can kind of stay away from the anger and fights in those areas, the more that you have the potential to really get things done. On Tuesday the 24th, Venus is active in that same social and online and aspirational arena. And so she can bring love or income flow, beauty or pleasure into those zones for the Gemini. And she's forming an opportunity to get serious or cement something or get ambitious about what's going on with travel or distant situations, legal or educational pursuits, media or ceremonies or religion or politics in that story. So door open there. And then between Thursday and Friday, the 26th and 7th, Venus is going to either push you to do more or test you in some way. Again, about the love, money, beauty, or pleasure with the friends, the groups, the internet, the astrology, the charities, the aspirations. And, you know, this either is about the financial side of a story there or the sexual side. It can be about jealousy or obsession. It can be about powerful transformative situations or third parties in that story. So I don't know which way it'll lean for you guys, but it's definitely intense at some point over those 2 days. So be on the lookout for that. All right, so for Cancer, the sun moves into Gemini on Friday the 20th. This kicks off 30 days of spotlight on what you guys are doing behind the scenes. So really urging you to show up physically or to focus on your needs, your name, title, brand, image, identity, something about you behind the scenes. So this could be that you're really going to be kind of standing out and getting involved in more artistic pursuits, romantic interests, spiritual practices, your psychic abilities, what's happening with institutions or research and development. It can be a time where you're really using these 30 days to recharge your batteries, get a little bit more rest, and focus on your needs. Also, if there are issues with secrets or addictions, you can tackle those now. And so drawing you into one or more of those kind of stories over the next 30 days. The very next day that starts, on Saturday the 21st, you're at the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde in the same territory. So everything you've been kind of reconsidering, rethinking, releasing, rekindling, reworking, there should be some news or a talk or some kind of aha moment on Saturday the 21st that allows you to figure out, you know, what it is you really want to do about the artistic, romantic, spiritual, addictive, secretive, institutional research, or recuperative topic that you've been kind of dealing with here. And so you have that turning point on Saturday. Then on Sunday the 22nd, Mercury retrograde leaves that territory and goes into Taurus by 9:15 p.m. Eastern. So Cancer, the rest of the retrograde from Sunday the 22nd until June 3rd is a do-over with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, or, you know, gatherings, parties, events, or it could be about aspirations or original projects for you guys. So, you know, running into the past, rethinking the current, taking a break from something or revising, reworking, rekindling, releasing, you know, whatever the do-over is for you, this is the time frame where that's going to stand out. Sunday evening could be an important time for some of this. The 23rd, when there's some kind of opportunity, you know, with one of those themes tied to the travel or distance or legal or educational, media, ceremonial, religious, political themes. And then on the 25th, when there's this harmonic flow in your do-over there that ties in with a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, or some other kind of serious relationship. So making this week ahead really interesting with the retrograde. Mars is active in the week ahead on Sunday the 22nd. So Cancer, you know, you're busy here with the travel, the distant situation, the legal agreements, educational pursuits, media ventures, ceremonies, religion, or politics. And on Sunday the 22nd, this is active. You're busy about it. You're passionate about it. And it links to something very powerful with a client, a partner, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, or some other key individual. So this could be, you know, tying with them in an opportunity that's financial or sexual or third party in some way. So door is open there. And then on Tuesday the 24th, Mars moves into Aries and will travel there until July 5th. So Cancer, this is in your midheaven. So this is at the very top of your chart. It can be about like getting busier than you've been in a very long time on the career front, with a big personal goal, with your status or your fame or reputation, getting busier with higher up people like bosses, parents, directors, teachers, mentors, anybody who's in an authority position. And so, you know, this is bring on the passion. Let's get active. Let's make things happen. The only thing you have to watch for, Cancer, is what everybody's going to watch for with Mars and Aries, is to not fall into the fights and the anger when it comes to those goals or your career or fame or authority figures, and really lean into the positive, which is the passion and the activity. So there you have it. That's getting you busy there. Now, on Tuesday the 24th, Venus is active in the same territory with your goals, with your career, your status, your fame, your authority figures. And so Tuesday there's an opportunity for love there, or for income flow, or beauty, or pleasure, right? And it links to an opportunity that is getting you serious about the financial or sexual or third party part of that story. So door is open there. And then between Thursday and Friday, the 26th and 7th, Venus has to deal with a square to Pluto there. So whatever she's doing there, now you're either pushing yourself harder for more, or you're being challenged or tested about something, and this has to do with a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, an advocate, or somebody like that regarding the financial, the sexual, or the third party, you know, thing that you're trying to empower or transform. So there you have it. All right, for Leo. Leo, the sun moving into Gemini on Friday the 20th, this kicks off 30 days spotlighting your social side of life and your aspirations, so really allowing you to shine, to stand out, to pursue your interests now with friends and associates, with groups, online, or through astrology or charities or at parties or events or gatherings, and to really put yourself into a personal aspiration or an original project. And, you know, show up, get involved, make it count, right? And then on the very next day that starts, Saturday the 21st, you're at the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde, which is about the same thing. And so, you know, Leo, kind of hearing from somebody or, you know, having that idea or that aha moment where you're kind of like, oh, okay, now I know what I was supposed to rekindle, release, rework, revamp, revise, you know, when it comes to these social or online or aspirational or freeing topics for, you know, yourself. And then on Sunday the 22nd at 9:15 p.m. Eastern, Mercury retrograde exits that territory and is going to move into Leo's career midheaven. This is about your career. It is about your big personal goals as well, your status, your fame, or what's going on with authority figures like your parents, your boss, directors, judges, teachers, mentors, and the like. So from the 22nd of May until June 3rd, the Mercury retrograde is allowing you to go back and rekindle or release or rework something with the goals, the career, the authority figures. And so in this week ahead, you're going to have, you know, Sunday evening, the 22nd, the 23rd, when there's an opportunity there involving what is happening financially, sexually, with birth or death or divorce or third parties in that story. And then the 25th, when there is this harmonic allowing you to get into flow with hired help, coworkers, paperwork, the job, the health of the animals in that story. So definitely a busy week with that. Mars is going to be active on Sunday the 22nd. So Leo, firing you guys up, I mean, this is either a lot of passion and sexuality, or it's a lot of drive and motivation about a financial situation or what's happening with the birth, the death, the divorce, or the third party stories. And this is linked to, again, some kind of powerful situation playing out with or work or animals or paperwork, coworkers, hired help in that combination. Then on Tuesday the 24th, Mars moves into Aries. So this is going to be a very fired up time for everybody. This is in a very good alignment for you, Leo, and it's going to last until July 5th. So you guys are going to get busier than you've been in quite some time with travel or with people traveling to see you or with situations that are playing out at a distance or with foreign interests. This can also be getting busy with legal agreements, educational pursuits, media or marketing pursuits, ceremonies, religion, or politics, firing you up big time, Leo. So you guys, you know, you want to lean into the passion and the motivation and the action that is now available there and do your part to try to stay out of the anger and the fights about those topics so that you can make the most of it over these weeks ahead. Tuesday the 24th, Venus is also active in those same territories, so there is the potential for love or income flow, beauty or pleasure, and it links to something solid or serious with a partner, a client, a specialist, agent, attorney, or other kind of significant relationship to open something up there. And then finally, there is that square to Pluto from Venus between Thursday the 26th and Friday the 27th. So this either heats things up and makes it way more intense and sexual and or financial or, you know, motivational, or it's an some kind of obstacle or challenge or test that you're trying to overcome sometime between those 2 days. So, you know, again, the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure, and what's happening with the distant situation or your travel plans, your legal decisions, your educational pursuits, media ventures, ceremonies, religion, or politics. And now squaring Pluto, there is this intense thing going on with the job, the health, the animals, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help, you know, and how things are transforming, evolving in that story. So expect to feel that push sometime between those 2 days. All right, for Virgo, we're still doing good in time. Virgo, on Friday the 20th, the sun moves into Gemini for 30 days. This starts at 9:23 p.m. Eastern. So, Virgo, this is a big deal because this is a spotlight at the very top of your chart. It allows you to stand out on the career front. It allows you to stand out in pursuit of your own personal goals. It helps with, you know, spotlighting your reputation or fame or status. And it can also really help, you know, draw some attention to you when it comes to bosses, parents, directors, producers, teachers, mentors, other higher-up individuals. So you want to show up and get more personally or physically involved, promote your name, your image, your brand, you know, your involvement in these arenas, and make the most of the next 30 days with that. On Saturday the 21st, we get to the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde, and it's in that same territory, Virgo. So something is kind of shifting in this do-over you've been involved with a personal goal, your career, your status, your fame, or these authority figures. So you may hear from somebody or run into them or have that thought or idea pop up into your mind, and all of a sudden you kind of have an idea of what you want to rekindle, release, or rework in one of those situations. Then on Sunday the 22nd, Mercury, takes itself out of that territory and moves into your ninth house. This starts at 9:15 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. And so the rest of the retrograde from Sunday the 22nd until June 3rd for Virgo is now going to be this do-over about your legal agreements, your travel plans, your distant situations, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests, any ceremonies, anything with religion, philosophy, or politics. So, you know, again, running into the past or revamping the current situation, looking at what you want to rekindle, rework, or release in those areas. I have to take a drink, guys. Hold on. I did way too much driving a few days ago, and, man, just fried my voice. Cannot go there. Hold on. You're going to hear the dog go ballistic because I'm going to move her. Oh, she moved. Well, thank you. I leaned up, you know, to take a sip, and, of course, that was, like, the cue to grab my seat. So Virgo, in this second part of the Mercury retrograde, obviously Sunday the 22nd in the evening could stand out for you. The 23rd, there's an opportunity there with one of those subjects linked to what's going on with a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, or other relationship. And then on the 25th, there's also a harmonic that brings creative endeavors, lovers, kids, or recreational pursuits into flow with your Mercury retrograde do-over topic. So a lot going on in this week ahead there. Mars is active on Sunday the 22nd. So Virgo, this means something going on with that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, et cetera. And the opportunity here to go deeper or evolve a story that is focused on creative endeavors, true love / lovers, kids, or recreational pursuits in the mix. Then on Tuesday the 24th, Mars moves into Aries, where it to be, and it is going to fire you up and get you far more active than you've been in quite some time, now through July 5th. So Virgo, this means a lot more happening in your financial life, in your sex life, or with anything about reproduction, birth, death, divorce, or third-party stories, if those stories are something that's in play in your life right now. But for in general, for most people, this is financial or sexual, and you're going to get busy. So, you know, Mars is bringing a lot more passion to these topics, a lot more motivation and action. You just have to do your part to try to stay away from the fights and the anger that could also fire up under Mars there so that you can make the most out of what you can make happen there. On Tuesday the 24th, Venus is also active from that same territory, so you may see love or money or beauty or pleasure coming into that story on Tuesday, and that there is something here that's serious with a coworker or hired help or paperwork or with your job or your health or your animals that is in some kind of opportunity to what's happening there. Then finally, between Thursday and Friday, the 26th and 7th, Venus is active and in the same territory again. But now there is this frictional energy. So things are either going to really heat up and get more financial or third party in a very driven, passionate, motivated way, or you're going to have some kind of test or obstacle or challenge there. And the focus in this is going to be with a lover or about the kids or involving creative endeavors or recreational pursuits in that story. So look for that popping up at some point between Thursday and Friday at the end of the week. All right, for Libra, the sun moving into Gemini on Friday the 20th kicks off a 30-day story. This starts at 9:23 p.m. Eastern. And so for 30 days, Libra, you have a big spotlight that allows you to kind of stand out, pursue your interests, go for what you want, get physically involved or personally involved with travel plans, situations at a distance, educational pursuits, legal contracts, media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting pursuits, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So it's your time there, Libra, 30 days, giving you that boost, drawing you in, saying, come into this and get busy. On Saturday the 21st, we're at the Mercury retrograde midpoint, which is a turning point in the same territory. So hearing from somebody or meeting them or having that talk or coming up with that idea or having that aha moment about one of those topics and kind of shifting you into figuring out, oh, okay, that's what I needed to revamp, rekindle, release, rework. Right. And then on Sunday the 22nd, Mercury retrograde exits that territory and moves into your eighth house, Libra. And this starts at 9:15 p.m. Eastern on Sunday the 22nd and lasts until June 3rd. So Libra, this is do-over when it comes to sexual attractions or issues, reproductive needs or hormonal situations, what's going on in the big financial world around you. You know, it could be about a loan, your debt, an inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the settlements, the alimony, the child support, a partner's money, et cetera. This could be about a birth, a death, or a divorce. It also could be about third-party stories. So you're now being asked to go back and revisit something here. It could be about the ongoing situation that's happening or something from the past coming back around and then figuring out what stays, what goes, what can I rework here. So key days in the week ahead that might stand out would be Sunday the 22nd in the evening, on the 23rd when there's an opportunity from one of those do-over realms linked to your work, your health, your animals, your paperwork, your coworkers, or hired help. And then on the 25th, when there's this harmonic flow to something powerful going on at home or with real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates in that story. All right, so Mars is also active in this week ahead. So Libra, on Sunday the 22nd, this is firing you up and getting you active about the job, the health, the animals, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help, and opening that door to something powerful going on at home or with the real estate deals, the moves, the renovations, the family, the parents, the roommates in that story, opportunity. On Tuesday the 24th, Mars moves into Aries. Libra, this is a big deal for you guys. So from the 24th of May until July 5th, you now have this fired up, active, firecracker energy in your relationship zone. And you haven't had it there for a couple of years. You're going to get busier than you've been in all that time, making things happen, expressing more passion, more motivation, more drive and determination. But also from time to time could be fights and anger. So you're going to have to do your part to try to downplay that side of it, lean into the potential that to make things happen that this brings. And so this for Libra is about what you can now make happen with romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, dealing with competition, although be careful because Mars is there, or anything with advocates or other relationships. So time to make things happen. On Tuesday the 24th, Venus is also active in this relationship zone. So when it comes to these people, you may see some spark of love or an opportunity to make money or something about beauty or pleasure going on with some of these relationships, and it links to something serious or solid to involving a creative endeavor or your love life or lover, the kids, or a recreational opportunity on that day. And then finally, between Thursday and Friday, the 26th and 7th, again, Venus active about love, income, beauty, pleasure with those partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, et cetera, at the end of the week, there is the square to Pluto there. This is either pushing for something much more deep and intense and profound at home or about a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the family, the parents, the roommates in that story, or it's testing you, challenging you about something going on there. I do want to give a heads up with Libra that Pluto on that, you know, square from the fourth house could be, if this goes in a challenging way, quote unquote, the end of all matters. So if there is a relationship and you're having issues, don't push it on Thursday, Friday, the 26th, 27th, unless that's what you want, because that would be leaning on the challenging side of this. Much more likely it's just like a lot of sex with somebody at the house or a lot of financial push to transform the house through people that you are bringing in, or, you know, you get the idea. All right, so for Scorpio, the sun moves into Gemini on Friday the 20th at 9:23 p.m. Eastern and will be there for 30 days. This spotlights your financial, sexual, and third-party zone. Also, if in your life you're dealing with a birth, a death, a divorce, then it could spotlight that as well for you, meaning that during these 30 days, you're showing up, you're getting more involved with these financial or sexual or reproductive or third-party stories, or you're, you know, it is impacting your name, your brand, your image, your title, your identity. It's allowing you to stand out, to make it about your interest there. So you want to motivate about what you need to do there. On Saturday the 21st, we're at the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde, and Scorpio, it's about the same topics, financial matters, sexual interests, third-party stories, or if there's something going on with a birth, a death, a divorce, then kind of turning the corner there. Scorpio, this could be about hearing from somebody or having that talk or that idea pop up, and you're kind of figuring out, okay, you know, I can see the shift in the story about what stays, what goes, or what's being reworked here. Then on Sunday the 22nd, Mercury retrograde exits that territory and moves into your relationship zone, Scorpio. So from 9:15 p.m. Eastern on Sunday the 22nd until June 3rd, you are in do-over mode with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, and the like. There may be people from the past returning. There may be a break that is taken because one of these people is, you know, traveling to Bora Bora or sick or, I don't know, visiting their mom. Who knows why, right? Or there could be some reworking of something ongoing, rekindling the past, releasing, revamping, revising, restarting something, right? So to that end, you know, you're going to be open to running into people or hearing from people or having those talks or thinking things through. Your key days in this week ahead, Sunday the 22nd in the evening, the 23rd when there is an opportunity here to, you know, have that communication or meeting with one of these key people, and just be very active and opportune as far as what's going on with creative endeavors, lovers, kids, or recreation. And then on the 25th, the harmonic, where you're going to get into very powerful, deep conversations or intense physical meetings, you know, coming up with some powerful decisions probably, most likely. All right, so Mars is very active. Also, Mars is firing things up with the lover, the kids, the creative projects, or recreation. So, dude, this can be a lot of passion, a lot of motivation and activity, or a fight. The opportunity is there. The door is open. There are very profound, deep talks or meetings or, you know, sexual chemistry or financial components or third parties that are involved in this. So, again, you can take it either direction. The door is open. Then on Tuesday the 24th, Mars moves into Aries, where it's going to be until July 5th. So Scorpio, lots of weeks ahead that are going to fire you up, and you're going to have a lot more going on than you've had in quite some time when it comes to your work, your health, or your animals, or with what you're doing with paperwork, hired help, or coworkers. So again, Mars, lots of activity, making things happen, a lot of passion playing out there. You just have to be aware of fights and anger that could stir from time to time during these weeks. All right, and Venus is active on Tuesday the 24th in the same arena for Scorpio, playing out at work or with coworkers, hired help, with your health activities, with your animals or your paperwork. So you're looking for love or money flow or beauty or pleasure in those areas on Tuesday, and it's linked to something serious going on with your home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the family, parents, or roommates, door open. And then finally, between Thursday, Friday, the 26th and 7th, again, Venus active in the same territory, but now there is this very powerful news, talk, meeting, sale, writing, offer, decision. This stirs very deep, passionate, intense, you know, talks and decisions that are either, you know, transforming and evolving the story through very deep, profound experiences, or challenging you with some kind of test that you're going to have to overcome over at some point over those 2 days. So be aware of that. All right, for Sagittarius, the sun moving into Gemini on Friday the 20th at 9:23 p.m. Eastern kicks off 30 days of spotlight for you guys in your relationship zone. So, Sag, this is where you're standing out. This is where you're pursuing your interests with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, and the like. So you do want to get involved and really see what it is you want there. On Saturday the 21st, we have the Mercury retrograde midpoint. So you're turning a corner with some of these folks. You know, you're kind of figuring out, you know, what do I want to revise, rekindle, release, rework, and rethink here. And so you might talk to somebody or have that idea or that decision pop in your head on Saturday. On Sunday the 22nd, Mercury retrograde changes signs. And so Sagittarius, starting at 9:15 p.m. Eastern on Sunday the 22nd and running until June 3rd, the retrograde now is going to be focused on your work, your health, your animals, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So it's a do-over. Do you rework something there? Do you release something there? Do you rekindle something there? So you're looking at your ongoing situation, and you're also maybe going back to something past and picking it back up and seeing if it's viable, right? Do be extra careful with your animals during this period. You don't want an animal getting lost, okay, because that's a possibility, you know, with Mercury retrograde there, that thing going on with the animals. So heads up with your animals. Mars is active in this, I should say the key days for you guys, Sunday the 22nd in the evening, and then the 23rd, there's an opportunity with one of those work, health, animals, paperwork, coworker, hired help, do-over topics that links to what's going on at home with moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, or roommates. And then on the 25th, for Sagittarius, there's this harmonic flow involving your do-over and what's going on with income, purchases, products, or possessions in that story. Now, Mars is active in the week ahead. Starting on Sunday the 22nd, you have this activation at home with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the family, the parents, the roommates. So Mars is sparked up there, Sag. You know, you're busy, you're doing a lot. There's a lot of passion going on there, or there's a fight, right? And so the door is open here to what's possible with powerful transformative situations around values, being valued, making money, the purchases, the products, or the possessions in that story. And then on Tuesday the 24th, Mars moves into Aries, his own sign. He loves it there. He is going to be so charged up and ready to make things happen. The whole world's going to be a spitfire for weeks and weeks ahead, all the way till July 5th. And Sag, this is going to be playing out with lovers, creative projects, children, and recreation. So again, a lot more passion there, a lot more motivation and action, and from time to time could be anger or fights. So you're going to want to try to stay away from that as much as you can and lean into the good stuff, because you really can move a lot of mountains in these areas now. On Tuesday the 24th, Venus is also active in that territory of lovers, children, creative projects, or recreation. So for Sagittarius, look for love in those areas. Look for income flow. Look for beauty, or look for pleasure. There should be at least one serious talk or meeting or offer or to do that for you on Tuesday. And then between Thursday and Friday, the 26th and 7th, again, Venus in this territory of your lovers, the kids, the creative projects, or recreation. So you're enjoying yourself there, or there's something about love or money or beauty playing out there. But now you're dealing with this frictional energy about your income, your purchases, your products, your possessions, your values, or how you're being valued. So something that heats up and gets, you know, I don't even want to say heats up, goes deeper, is very profound, very, you know, pushing you for more there, or testing you or challenging you somehow. Maybe you just want to go play and you have to stay home and make money, you know, that could be a challenge. Or maybe the child breaks a possession of yours, or you get the idea. Look for that, be on the lookout for that. It's intense one way or the other at some point between Thursday and Friday, the 26th and 7th. All right, for Capricorn, the sun moving into Gemini on Friday the 20th, this kicks off 30 days of spotlight. It starts at 9:23 p.m. Eastern, and is going to really be about what you are shining at, what you're showing up for, and taking the lead on, and making it about your interests with your work, your health, your animals, your paperwork, your coworkers, or hired help. So really time to show up and make things happen there. Pursue what is good for you there. You do have a bit of an edge and you stand out more, so make that count in the next 30 days. On Saturday the 21st, we get to the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde. Capricorn is about those topics for you. So you might hear from somebody or have that, you know, talk or offer or decision or aha moment, you know, that involves the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help, the job, the health, the animals, and you know you've turned a corner in some way. Then on Sunday the 22nd at 9:15 p.m. Eastern, Mercury retrograde exits that territory and backs into your territory of lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. So from the evening of the 22nd until June 3rd, that's where your do-over is, Capricorn. So you might be running into past lovers or interests with kids or creative projects or recreational pursuits, or getting back into the ongoing situation and really trying to rework that. It can be a time to rekindle, rework, release, revamp, revise, you know, do-over, do-over, do-over. So that's where it's at. Sunday night, the 22nd may stand out with this. The 23rd, when there's an opportunity for some kind of passion or fired up talk, a link to one of those do-over topics, or a meeting or a short trip or an offer or decision in that. On the 25th, when there is something very profound and powerful involving you personally or physically with that Mercury do-over. So a lot of potential in this week ahead to start to hone in on that. Mars is active on Sunday the 22nd, which means Capricorn, there is a more passionate, fired up talk meeting or something with sales, writing, offers, agreements, decisions, and again, linked to you in a very powerful, transformative way. Doors are open. Then on Tuesday the 24th, Mars moves into Aries, the sign he loves. He is going to be firing things up in Aries all the way till July 5th. Capricorn, this means you're going to get busier than you've been, more passionate, more motivated, sometimes angry and fighting, but making things happen in the home with real estate deals, with moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. So you do your part to stay out of the anger side of that and lean into passion and motivation and action, and you can really make more things happen than normally there during these weeks ahead. On Tuesday the 24th, Venus is active in the same territory, so you may see potential for love, income, beauty, or pleasure there, and it's tied in a very solid, serious way to an opportunity to make money or to do something with your possessions, your purchases, or your products in that story. And then finally, between Thursday and Friday, the 26th and 7th, again, Venus in that territory of home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, and roommates is pushing with Pluto in your sign, Capricorn. So there's some big thing that you're involved in financially, sexually, or with third parties between Thursday and Friday. It means that you have to do more. You have to be involved in more. This could be pushing you, or this could be just very intense and profound for you. But there you have it. All right, for Aquarius, the sun moves into Gemini Friday the 20th and will be there 30 days. This puts a big spotlight on Aquarius's zone of true love and lovers, creative endeavors, children, and recreation. So Aquarius, showing up, getting more personally or physically involved, pursuing your interests, standing out. This is where it's out over the next 30 days, so you want to make that count. And on Saturday the 21st is the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde in the same territory. So you're turning a corner with the lover, the love life, the kids, the creative projects, the recreational pursuits. You may hear news about it or talk to somebody or have an offer or a decision or an aha moment that lets you know, what do I want to rekindle, release, rework, revisit, you know, rethink there. On Sunday the 22nd at 9:15 p.m. Eastern, Mercury retrograde backs out of that territory and moves into Aquarius's zone of home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, and roommates. So that's where the do-over now is going to be from Sunday the 22nd until June 3rd. Aquarius, this means, you know, going back to the past or focusing on what's current and revising, rethinking, rekindling, releasing, or reworking things. You'll get into a lot of talks or meetings or sales or writing or offers or decisions about it to help you figure out what stays, what goes, what needs revamped. And key days in this week ahead would be Sunday evening, the 22nd, on the 23rd, when there's an opportunity to make money or do something about your possessions, purchases, or products in that story. And then on the 25th, when there's that harmonic flow with something powerful going on behind the scenes, artistically, romantically, spiritually, or with institutions or research and development there. So those are your main days this week. And then Mars is active on Sunday the 22nd. Aquarius, firing you up to get busy making money or doing something with your possessions, purchases, or products, and it links to some powerful transformative energy behind the scenes with your research institutions, romance, artistry, or spirituality. And then on Tuesday the 24th, Mars moves into Aries. So it wants to be there. It's super active and fired up there. It's going to be there until July 5th. Aquarius, this is going to get you super busy locally, on short trips, with vehicles, with electronics, with brothers, sisters, or neighbors, with moves, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, your agreements, offers, or decisions. You can pick and choose all of that or a few of that, but Mars is going to bring a lot more passion, motivation, action. It can also bring anger and fights occasionally, so you want to try to keep a handle on that so you can steer this in the way you want it to make things happen. On Tuesday the 24th, Venus is in that same territory, so she may bring love or income, beauty, or pleasure into the story and link it to you in some kind of opportune way. And then finally, on Thursday and Friday, one or both of those days, the 26th and 7th, Venus again, you know, showing up about love, money, beauty, or pleasure, but now in this frictional alignment with Pluto, so there's something very intense going on. Financially, sexually, with third parties, with mortality, with divorce, or, you know, empowering you know, situations that are playing out behind the scenes in artistic, romantic, or spiritual realms, with addictive possibilities or secrets, or with institutions or research and development. So either you're pushing for more there, or you're dealing with an obstacle, a challenge of some sort. So at some point between Thursday and Friday, you want to be on the lookout for that. All right, for Pisces, the sun moving into Gemini on Friday the 20th, this kicks off a 30-day story that spotlights you at home with real estate deals, with moves, with renovations, with your family, your parents, your roommates, or any interest you have in history or ancestry. So Pisces, you're showing up, you're physically involved in these areas, or you're personally interested, your name, your title, your brand, your image, you yourself, you know, and what you want in those situations. This helps you pursue your interests. It helps you stand out, shine. So you want to make the most of those 30 days there. On Saturday the 21st, you're at the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde in the same territories. So there is this kind of turning point when you hear from somebody or have that talk or meeting or, you know, make that decision or have that idea, that aha moment about, oh, this is what I was supposed to rekindle, release, revamp, rework, rethink, you know, about one of those topics, and you kind of turn that corner. On Sunday the 22nd, Mercury retrograde then exits the home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, and it moves into your communication and commerce zone. Oh my gosh, Pisces. So from 9:15 p.m. Eastern on Sunday the 22nd until June 3rd, you are in a do-over with your talks and meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, your offers, auditions, and decisions, as well as with your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors, any moves, anything with vehicles or electronics, short trips or local activities. So you'll be running into the past, or you'll be reconfiguring the current, or you'll be releasing, rekindling, revising, reworking things in your do-over. Sunday the 22nd in the evening may stand out. The 23rd brings an opportunity there that ties to a lot of passion or activity for you, door open. On the 25th, there is a harmonic that then brings in a friend or group or the internet or astrology or charities or parties or events or gatherings or your own aspirations or original projects in a good flow, in a very powerful situation. So that's your trajectory in this week ahead with that. On Sunday the 22nd, Mars is active. So in your sign, Pisces, you're way more passionate or angry or motivated or active. You're interested in what you want or what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. And there's an opportunity here, again, something very powerful with a friend, an associate, a group, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, gatherings, or what's going on with an original project or your own aspirations. The door is open there. And then on Tuesday the 24th, Mars moves into Aries. Mars wants to be in Aries. It is unhindered. It is very fired up. There's going to be a lot happening here, and this is going to stay in this sign until July 5th. So Pisces, it's about making things happen when it comes to your income, your purchases, your products, or your possessions. A lot more passion there, a lot more motivation, action there. Mars can always bring anger or fights about those topics. So you definitely want to steer away from that and lean into the good, positive side of making things happen there. On Tuesday the 24th, Venus is active in that same zone of income, purchases, products, and possessions. So she may attract more money to those stories or bring in love or beauty or pleasure and help you enjoy that. And she ties this solid or ambitious or serious going on behind the scenes with artistic, romantic, or spiritual opportunities or with institutions or research or even recuperative needs for you. And then between Thursday and Friday, the 26th and 7th, again about Venus, your income, your purchased products, possessions, and what's happening with the money, the love, the beauty, the pleasure there. But now there's this frictional tension with Pluto. So there's something very powerful, profound, deep that you're doing socially or online or with aspirations or original projects in that story. Or, you know, you're like pushing yourself harder in those areas, or there's an obstacle or a test there that you're needing to kind of figure out at some point between Thursday and Friday. So that's it, guys. It's Zoe Moon, Zoe Moon. And you guys, if you are interested in knowing what's going on with the energy daily, I do post a daily over at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. Come join over there and figure out what's happening with that. If you're trying to ask me questions or book readings, I do check in with that daily. And so it's probably the fastest way to get a hold of me. Otherwise, I hope this is a great week for everybody. It's definitely going to be very powerful because so much personal planetary energy means we're all in there doing it, right? And I hope that your turning point with the Mercury retrograde and the shift with the retrograde is a good thing for you guys. Do double check facts and figures and your mechanicals and electronics, obviously, when that's happening. And otherwise, God willing, I hope it's a good one, and I will talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.